Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
And welcome to our very, very first PKN Bible Challenge. All right, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. Tonight we're going to have fun. Okay, so right now we do have three contestants for tonight's show. And we do have Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. And he's from Real Rap Show. All right.
Amen.
And so we do have Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and she is from A Little Talk with Jesus. And then we have our very own pastor and CEO, Pastor Toy Daly from Study for Life and Bible Study for Life. And welcome. All right. So one by one, just, introduce yourselves and say hello to everybody.
Ladies first.
Hey, everybody.
Go ahead, Evangelist.
Well, greetings and praise the Lord, everybody. As Brother Rob said, I'm Pastor Toy Daly, and I count it an honor and a blessing to be here tonight. I look forward to having some fun.
Praise the Lord. I'm Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison. I'm the host for A Little Talk with Jesus. I'm just excited about the night, and I just want to have fun in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Once again, I am Evangelist T.C. Nelson, host of The Real Rap. And once again, I am looking and interested to see what we got tonight.
Okay, so we're going to get started. So real quickly, I'm going to go over the rules. So the rules is, any question I ask, it's going to be 10 points. Whatever answer you give me, whether it's incorrect or correct, I won't acknowledge or say anything. It's up to the other contestants. If they think that you're incorrect, they can double the points. If they're wrong, they will be minus those points. Okay, so are we all good with those rules?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're going to get started. So the order of what we're going to be doing is we're going to ask Evangelist Trina the first question, then we're going to go on to Evangelist Todd, and then we're going to go to Pastor Toy. All right. Evangelist Trina, first question. What did Pharaoh command to be done to all the Hebrew baby boys?
I didn't come in clear. Can you say that again?
Yes. What did the Pharaoh command all the baby boy Hebrews to be done with?
To be killed.
That is correct. Okay.
He forgot the rules, man. Somebody read it to him again.
Okay. All right, so we'll get to the 10 points. Okay, so now we're going to go on to Evangelist Todd. To protect Moses, where did his mother hide him?
In the basket in down the Nile.
And does everybody agree with Evangelist Todd?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go on to Pastor Toy. Pastor Toy, what was Moses' basket covered with to make it float?
What was it covered with?
Yes.
Reed.
Okay.
You mean,
What was it covered with to make it float?
Reed.
Okay, everybody agrees with that?
I believe that, yeah. Honestly, since we did the Bible, I'm going to tell you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was about to
think it was. I told you slowly.
So,
okay, are you saying what was the reeds covered with?
No, so we're gonna accept that answer, and we're gonna give you 10 points. So everybody has 10 points so far, and so we're gonna start the round back over with Evangelist Trina.
All righty then.
Okay, so who found baby Moses hidden in the reeds of the Nile?
Who found? Oh, what was her name? Dang, I can't think of her name. Oh man, it wasn't support. No, it wasn't support.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot her name. I'm at a blank.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot.
Does anybody want to answer the question?
Can I go in?
Yes, you can.
What?
Oh, go ahead, Todd, Evangelist Todd, you were talking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was saying, could she, like, describe what she did or who she was? Like the name, you must need the name.
Okay, so.
Well, no, she, I know she raised them, right? What was her name? I forgot her name.
Can I get an answer?
Say it again.
Can I give the answer?
Yes, you can.
The reason you can't remember her name is because her name is not mentioned. It just says the Pharaoh's daughter or the princess.
That is correct, and you get 20 points.
Okay.
Okay, so, Evangelist Todd, what was the name of Moses' father?
You're not talking about Pharaoh. You're talking about his dad?
Yes, Moses.
I can answer it.
Okay, go ahead.
Jethro.
Go ahead.
Jethro, right?
No.
Moses' father was named. Something.
All
right. Okay, so Moses' father, his dad is in Exodus 6, verses 20.
Moses' father's
his
name
parents
was,
his parents was Amram. I can't pronounce it. And Jochebed.
Pastor Toy is right. And she did give a bonus answer to
the name
of his mother. So,
she was mixing that.
The only reason I'm saying both names is because the way the names are pronounced, I really can't tell which one is the male and which one is the female name. So I'm saying his parents' names was Amram and Jochebed.
That's correct. All right, and you can find the answer to those in Exodus chapter 6, verses 20, and his mother is in also Exodus chapter 6, verses 20. So now we're going to look back to you, Pastor Tory. Okay,
yeah,
how long did Moses live in?
What? Wait, come on.
Say that again? Okay, so Pastor Tory, this question is for you. How long did Moses live in Midian? And this is covered in Acts 7, verses 29 and 30.
We can look in the scripture?
Yes, you can.
How long did...
How long did Moses live where?
In Midian.
In Midian, that's where he went when he was considered in exile. He went as a young person. He went up the mountain. He was a little older. Oh. 35 to 40 years.
Can you give me one of those, narrow down to one number?
40 years.
Okay. Everybody agrees?
Yep.
What did she say, 40
okay.
years?
40 years, yes.
Hey, I'm in agreement.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I'll say 42.
Okay, that is correct. Okay, so we're going to go back to Evangelist Trini.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear
What's
you.
The point spread? What's the
okay,
point spread?
So far, you and Evangelist, both Evangelists has 10 points, and Pastor Tori has 40 points.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
2 hours
so
later.
Evangelist Trini, this question is for you. What did Moses and his wife Zipporah name their first son? And this is covered in Exodus chapter 2, verses 22. Okay. I can make this a multiple choice if you want.
Can I answer? Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. We just lost Evangelist Trina. We'll see if we get her back. So we'll save that question for her. So Evangelist Ty,
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and ask you this next question. What did Moses encounter on Mount Horeb?
What did Moses encounter on Mount Horeb?
And we do have Evangelist Trina back. So you can okay, Evangelist Trina, we got you back. Okay. And right now we're asking Todd a question and he's kinda stuck on it. And you were stuck on your question. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and give you make this a multiple choice question. All right. And if we're making it a multiple choice question, I'm gonna subtract 5 points. So do you want me to make it a multiple choice question, or do you want to just answer the question? What did Moses and his wife?
What was the question?
What did Moses and his wife Zipporah name their first son?
Multiple choice.
Okay. So A, Gershon. B, Gershon, or C, Gershon?
Gershon.
Okay. Everybody agrees?
Did you say the first one?
Okay.
Yes, Gershon.
Okay, yeah, we agree.
Okay.
Yeah, agree.
All right, so Evangelist Todd, I can do the same thing for you. I can make the question a multiple choice question. Okay, what did Moses encounter on Mount Horeb? Okay, so a pillar of fire, a cloud, or a burning bush?
Burning bush.
Okay, everybody agrees?
Yeah. And then in Exodus 3, Moses kept the flock, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him.
Exodus chapter 3, verses 2.
Yeah,
and an angel appeared in the Lord.
Yeah, burning bush with fire.
And that's correct. And you get extra credit for naming the verse, the actual verse that was in.
Yeah, actually. It was funny.
Okay, pass the torch. Go ahead. What were you saying?
What was funny was when you started giving me the multiple choice, you said burning bush. That's when the Lord said, look, I'm sitting right in front of me, Exodus 3, verses 2. And I'm looking and started reading it. And I went down to it said right there, burning bush with fire. Oh, it was a burning bush.
That's what you said.
See, this game is a lot easier than what you thought it was.
He said it, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did say it. Okay, so Pastor Tori, this next question is for you. What was Moses instructed to do before he was standing on holy ground?
His shoes.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody agree?
She can't take her shoes off? Yes, I can hear him. Okay.
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Take off his shoes. Take off his sandals.
That's correct. Okay, so we're going back to you, Randy.
On the verse?
The verse was Exodus chapter 3, verses 2.
No,
I mean, excuse me.
Yeah,
Exodus chapter 3, verses 5. And he was instructed to move his sandals.
Yeah, you said I had an extra point for knowing the chapter and the verse. What's the extra point?
The point is, I told you, you did a good job. That's the point.
I like that. That's the extra point. You did a good job.
That's just Adrian. That's just Adrian.
I
just Adrian. Is that
Miss
Adrian online?
Is Adrian online? No, she's not on the line tonight.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go to you. So who was Moses' father-in-law? And I think you know the answer to this.
I guess that must be Jethro.
Okay, so does anybody agree?
Yeah. Father-in-law Jethro. I was able to father-in-law Jethro, right?
Well, you answered that earlier when we said who was his father. So, So what was another name for Jethro?
You asked me what was another name for him?
Yes.
Jeroboam?
No.
Okay,
it was which is Numbers chapter 10 verses 29. All right. Numbers 10 and 29. He's referred to as
Numbers 10 and 9?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Numbers. Okay.
It's also in Exodus 3 and 1.
Okay.
Can we say his name?
Jethro.
Exodus 3 and 1.
Yeah. And the will of Moses' father-in-law.
Okay. All right. So, Evangelist Todd, this next question is for you. Moses and Aaron tell Pharaoh regarding the Israelites?
Let my people go.
And does anybody agree?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let them go, and that is covered in Exodus chapter 5, verses 1.
Mm-hmm. Let my people go.
All right, so now that we know that we're covering most of our questions are covering Exodus, so Pastor Tori, what was the first plague called upon the Egyptians? What was the first plague that was called down on Pharaoh and the Egyptians? And this is covered in Exodus 17 and 18.
Wait a minute. You said the very first plague.
Yes.
Water turned into blood.
Amen. Okay. Does anybody agree?
Checkmate.
All right.
That was the first one.
All right.
Always mix that and the frogs up.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll go to...
Frogs came second.
Okay, so we're going to go to Evangelist Trina. How long did that first plague last?
Ooh.
And this is covered in Exodus, the 7 verses 25.
7:25.
Evangelist Trina.
Evangelist Trina. Okay, she's still on the line. I think you're having some kind of difficulties. So what we'll do is we'll save that question for her when we get her back. Okay,
right.
So Evangelist Todd, of the 10 plagues, how many could Pharaoh's magicians duplicate? And this is covered in Exodus 7:22 and 8, 6, and 7.
You said 7 what?
Okay, of the 10 plagues, how many could Pharaoh's magicians duplicate?
I think just one with the stick. Because it couldn't duplicate the water bleeding. It couldn't duplicate the frogs. They couldn't do it with the I'll say one.
Okay. Do you agree, Pastor Tori?
How many could they duplicate?
Yes.
And he said one?
Yes.
I might be wrong on this one, but I thought they did do the blood. I'm going to agree. I'll agree.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we won't have Evangelist Trina back yet, so we're going to go ahead to you. Okay.
So
what
how
was
many
the
was
second?
It?
What? It was duplicated? It was one.
Okay.
All right, and so God permitted them from doing any more duplications of the act once they did duplicate, turning the water into blood. God did not allow them to even if they could, to duplicate anymore.
Right. It stopped them.
Okay.
So it was one.
And so we're gonna go back to that question I asked you, Pastor Toy. What was the second plague? And that's covered in Exodus chapter 8, verses 6.
That's the frog.
Okay, you agree?
Yep, frog. Yes, I agree.
Okay.
And Eric stretched out his hands, covering the water of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt.
Amen.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, we got Evangelist Trina back. So let's
Amen.
Get her back in.
I heard y'all the whole time. I don't know why y'all can't hear me.
That's okay. That's okay. I think you have all the answers.
Okay.
That's why they didn't want you to. They didn't want you to come back on. They said, you know, Evangelist Trina got this.
Y'all be funny. That's why Pastor Toy kicking off.
Well, you know, I know what the real problem is. See, the problem is that you're wearing the same dress that Pastor Toy's wearing. So, some kind of way, you know, she muted the lines or something.
Oh my God.
Evangelist Todd, I
yes,
understand
sir.
How, you know, if two guys are wearing the same suit and they look at each other and they you know, nod their head in agreement, like, okay, you got good taste. Now, when two
yeah.
women wear the same dress, it's a problem.
Yeah, it is. Oh, well, high school, and she got some shoes with that, too? like the hold them back. Now, wait a minute, ladies.
All right, so Evangelist Trina, you missed it, so I'm going to give you the two questions so you can make up for that, for the two questions that you missed. Okay, so
okay.
Now that we're talking about the plagues, what was the eighth plague that was placed on the Egyptians? The eighth, yes.
The eighth plague. The eighth
and that's
plague.
Covered in,
Exodus 10, 13, 14. It wasn't the frog plague. Let me check. I don't know. Exodus 10, 13, and 14.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, so the which one? The tenth, you said?
The eighth. The eighth plague.
Okay. The locust?
Yes.
Wait. It's the locust, right?
Yep. We'll find out. Does Evangelist Todd and Pastor Tori agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the eighth plague, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was locust, yeah.
All right, so the next question.
Yeah,
what was the ninth
one
plague?
Question about that. You have to answer the question of how many days the plague lasts.
The eighth plague?
Now, when you asked her how many days did the plague last, the first plague last,
right?
That's when she cut off. The answer, you said the answer was in Exodus 7 and Exodus 7:25 where the answer is at. But you've got to ask her that question. We asked her that question. But how many days did the plague last?
Oh, okay,
blood,
yeah.
How many days did the blood last in the water?
No, it was like, how many days did it last? Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, yeah you're
cut
correct.
Off on that one.
Yeah, that was in Exodus 7, verses 25. I forgot, the question I asked you before we got cut off was, how long did the first plague last? And that's covered in Exodus 7:25.
That's my question?
Yes, that was your question.
That's my question. Oh, how long did it? It was 7 days.
Okay,
I agree.
Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. So we're going to...
this is pretty interesting. I didn't even know it. I'm
So, one more question for you, Trina. So, what was the ninth plague? The ninth plague. What was the ninth plague? Yes, and that's covered in Exodus 22.
I think it was darkness. Wasn't it the earth that was dark? Wait, let me see.
Does anybody agree?
The whole earth was dark. Wait, was that it? Wait.
Anybody else agree?
I agree.
Okay.
You said the ninth plague.
Okay, yep. All right, so now this is a bonus question for you, Evangelist Todd. How long did that darkness last? And that's also covered in Exodus 10:22.
That's right. Actually, that's it. Moses said, look at 22. I'm right there at 15. 15 answered their question with a dart is in 22. He said, look over to 22. Oh, yeah, 3 days.
Okay, everybody agree? Anybody agree? Okay.
3 days.
All right, and to even things out before we start the rotation over, Pastor Tori, what was the tenth plague?
The death of the firstborn.
Okay, everybody agrees?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so can somebody tell me what celebration did this create? And this is a bonus question, and no points going to be awarded, but there is a celebration of the tenth plague.
Passover.
Okay, correct.
Yep. Passover. And marking of the blood.
Amen. Amen.
Put this blood across your door and the Spirit of God will pass over you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen for that.
Passover. Amen.
All right.
I know Toy Lee. I know she is. I know she is.
Okay, so now we're going to go back to Evangelist Trina. Okay, God promised to give the Israelites a land flowing with what?
Milk and honey.
Okay, everybody agree?
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, all right, Evangelist Todd. Who was Moses instructed to speak to on behalf of the Israelites?
Pharaoh.
Okay, everybody agrees?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Pastor Tory?
It depends on which time.
Okay. All right, so the answer is in Exodus 3:10.
Yeah, well,
Exodus 3:10.
You're
right.
Okay. All right, so Pastor Tory, this is for you. What did Moses stuff, what did Moses' staff turn into when he threw it on the ground?
A serpent, depending on the version.
Okay, everybody agrees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The number of versions is the reason. Yeah.
All right. So I hope everybody's having fun. And just to let everyone know that this is the 1,871st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And,
Amen.
And here at Purpose Kingdom Network, we have everything God granted us through his wishes. I mean, we have a radio network. We have the podcast. We had a little bit of everything, and now we got a game show. So I hope everybody's enjoying itself and everybody's having fun. And this also, you know, we just wanted to let you know that it's also about Bible knowledge. So, you know, the more knowledge you can gain, it's the more that we have a victory over Satan, you know. And Satan took an L tonight because we're having fun. We're having fun. And, you know, a lot of people think that Christians don't have fun and, you know, we don't have ways of having fun. And this is another creative way that we're having fun tonight. And I hope everybody's really enjoying itself. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get back to it. And so right now, I'm going to just tally the points up. Okay, so Evangelist Todd, you have 70 points.
Ooh.
Okay. And Evangelist Trina, you have 80 points.
Ooh.
Okay, and Pastor Tory? You have
100 something.
No, she's actually tied with you, Evangelist Trina. She has 80 points also. So, Ty, you're only down by 10. So, actually, this is pretty tight. I didn't think it was going to be as tight, but, you know, it is pretty much tight right now. Okay, so we're going to go into another round of questions, and this time, I'm going to put it in, I'm going to ask Evangelist Ty first, then we're going to go to Evangelist Trina, then Pastor Tory. Okay, in order to protect, this is for you, Evangelist Ty, in order to protect their firstborn from the death angel, where were the Israelites instructed to place the lamb's blood?
Above your door. You put this above your door, the Spirit of God will pass over you. The angel of death
okay. Does everybody agree?
Yeah.
This is an Exodus, the answer is in Exodus chapter 12 and 7.
You see, I agree and I don't agree.
You said the last
okay, post. So we can we can go to the part where you don't agree. Okay, according to Exodus chapter 12, verses 7, God gave instructions on how old the animal was to be, when to kill it, and how to cook it, and what to serve with it, and even what to wear at the meal. And that began the Passover. That was covered in Exodus 12, 6, and 11. And it describes the beginning of the Passover.
But 7 tells you where he put the blood at. We said, thou shalt take the blood.
Right.
Exodus
12, verses 7. Yes.
And on the upper doorpost of the house, within thy shall eat it. So he put it on the sides and on the door. So I half answered.
Okay.
I got Sam was saying she agreed. And he said put it on because the order was side and on the sides and. I just said on the top. So I understand agree and disagree. Yeah.
That's okay, so when it says the doorpost, it was is also talking about the sides and the top.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Evangelist Trina, we're going to go ahead to you. At what time of day Okay, at what time of day were the firstborn struck dead? And this is in Exodus chapter 12, verses 4. Okay, so at what time?
Midnight.
Okay, everybody agree? Anybody agree?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
At what time were the firstborn struck dead?
Exodus. Yeah, I agree with it.
That's correct, and that's coming Exodus 12:29.
Yep.
It's 12 what?
12:29.
Exodus 12:29. Okay, so Pastor Tori.
Yeah.
After the death of the firstborns, what did Pharaoh tell Aaron and Moses?
Get out.
Everybody agrees that he finally told Aaron and Moses to get out.
He said, take your animals, take your children, take your food, take your God, and get out.
And he called us to Moses for Moses.
Martin would say, get the stepping.
Get the stepping.
Get the stepping.
Look, the word of God says, Exodus 12:31, word of God says, and he called unto for Moses and Aaron by night and rose up and get ye forth from among my people, both you and your children of Israel. Go and go serve your Lord as he said. Hey, get up out of here, man.
Amen.
take your flock and take your herds, and he
said, take the dust from under your bed and go.
Get out. Go. Get
to stepping.
Mel, if you were playing a good part that we can drop this here, so just go. Let them go. Please, just go. Leave now. Go now.
Just realized I might be the Pharaoh, but my arms are too short to box with God. Go.
That's right.
I submit to that, man. That came by night, too. I can't do it. Go ahead, go.
But you know, I'm sorry, y'all getting ready to take me into a lesson.
Go
ahead. I'm getting ready to say, but you know, those last plagues were, all of the plagues were symbolic.
Right.
One, it was God showing Egypt, because remember, Egypt served a bunch of different gods.
Every plague attacked their gods. Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. Every plague attacks their God. But when you come down to, and even to how long the plagues last, like darkness covered the earth for 3 days, but the plague of the blood lasted for 7 days. Striking down of the firstborn child, although it was a 14-day preparation, that happened in one night. So, it was showing what God is doing for us as mankind in the same sense.
Yep.
Like, Jesus was in darkness for 3 days. Once he died, salvation came to all of us. Once he rose, it's just awesome. But go ahead. I'm sorry. That's another lesson for another time. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. So we're moving back to Evangelist Todd. And so, Evangelist Todd, since you're trailing 10 points, I'm going to give you a bonus question, and you can even things out. Okay, so how long did the Feast of Unleavened Bread last?
I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Say it again, Rob. Yeah.
Okay, how long did the Feast of Unleavened Bread last?
7 days. Wasn't it 7 days?
Okay, and so what was the penalty eating leaven?
Was the penalty for what?
For eating leaven. Mm. And this is in Exodus chapter 12:15.
Hallelujah, 7 days on eating. I don't know, baby. Your soul should be cut off from Israel.
Amen.
Thou soul should
Amen.
Be cut
you
off
got the,
from Israel.
So you got the bonus point. You got the bonus point. Mm-hmm. And yes, that was the actual penalty. And the reason for it, because the, you know, the Israelites had, you know, they made a, you know, a quick departure from Egypt. And so there was no more time to make any more leaven for the peace. Okay?
Yeah. Amen.
All right. So we're going to move on to Evangelist Trina. Okay?
Okay.
How did God lead the Israelites during the Exodus?
How did God meet them?
Yes, how did they lead them out of Egypt? How did God lead the Israelites during the Exodus?
How did he lead them?
He
took them through the, he divided the Red Sea, right? The part of the Red Sea.
He did, but during the initial being led out of Egypt, he did lead them.
How did he lead them? By pillar of fire at night?
And,
okay, where's it?
And what did he do by day?
Pillar of fire, cloud by day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody
right.
Agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cloud and smoke by day. Cloud and smoke, and then by night, fireball. Yeah.
Okay. So next question, this goes to Pastor Toy. What did God place between the camp of the Israelites and the camp of Egypt?
A wall of fire.
Yep, I agree.
Anybody agree? Okay. Evangelist Todd?
All righty then.
You agree? Okay, this is covering Exodus 14, verses 19 and 20. Would you say Evangelist Todd?
I agree.
Oh, you agree. Okay. So all of you are incorrect. It was a cloud. And that's Exodus 14, 19 and 20. I think
19.
This is the first incorrect answer that I got tonight. So, you know, praise God.
Oh, wow.
You guys know what you're talking about.
And
the cloud, which had been in the front of the Israelites, moved behind them, and it was darkness to the Egyptians, the light to the Israelites.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, great job, guys. Great job.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going back to the Evangelist Todd.
All right.
Yes, we're all even.
Okay.
All right. So this is for you, Evangelist Todd. Where did Moses lead the Israelites after crossing the Red Sea? And this is covered in Exodus 15:22.
With Asara, and they went into the third day in the wilderness, found water, and they came to Mara. Is that where
they
went to Mara?
Does anybody agree?
Mara.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Evangelist Trina? Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. All right, so we're at that time. During every show, even if we're having a game show, there's time for the call of salvation. So, right now, Evangelist Todd, you are leading by 10 points. And
amen.
I'm giving you the honor. If you want to give the call of salvation, you go ahead and give the call of salvation. And I'll go ahead and I'll use the announcements afterwards.
Well, hallelujah.
Yes.
At this point in time in your life that you know that you are struggling and you know that the Lord is pulling that life strength for you, just repeat after me in the name of Jesus Christ. You say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, for I accept you as my personal Savior, for I need for you to help me get my life together. In Jesus' name, if you have said this, you have taken Christ as your personal Savior. We ask you to find a Bible-based study in church that you will learn the Word of God that will help you fight against Lucifer and his army of demons. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Now, real quickly, I'll go ahead and read the announcements. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you are. Whether you listen to us via phone or if you're listening to us on the Internet, we greatly appreciate your listenership and support. And and especially those that let their friends and family members know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And we do a live call-in show. We do have the call-in number, which is 319-527-6091. Anytime you want to talk to any one of the hosts, you can just press the number 1, and we'll go ahead and get you in. All right? And we also have our past shows on the same website. All you have to do is type in the show name or the host name, and you can listen to that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We also do have a radio network, which is PKN.com, where you can listen to 24 hours of music of inspiration. And feel free to check out us on RadioCode.com, where you can hear some of our rebroadcasts there. Also, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for Real Ministries, and that's going to be hosted by the Reverend Dr. Arlene Maddox, and that's going to be at the 9 p.m. hour. Once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for 4 Real Ministries, and that's going to be hosted by the Reverend Dr. Arlene Maddox. Please check it out, and just let your friends know or your family members know that, you know, we're going to be broadcasting tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. Please join us, and just don't count it as robbery. Count it as a night of victory. Okay, so get back to our show. So Evangelist Ty managed to creep out by 10 points. He's in the lead right now.
Wow, he's
Followed by Evangelist Trina and Pastor Toy. So,
all right.
So we're going to reverse the order. We're going to have Pastor Toy go first. Then we're going to have Trina and then Todd. Okay, so getting started with our final round that we're going to wrap up real quickly, and then we'll go to conclusion, and then hopefully we get a chance to do this again sometime. Okay.
Amen.
Pastor Toy, mm-hmm. How many books are in the New Testament?
How many books are in the New Testament?
Yes.
It's 66. And the whole is
okay. Yep. All right, everybody's in agreement? So, yes, it is 27 books in the New Testament.
I agree.
Okay, Evangelist Trina, what are the first 4 books of the New Testament in order, if you can?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Amen, amen. Does anybody else agree?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
We're going to disagree today.
Evangelist Todd, this is your question.
Uh-huh.
How many of the books in the New Testament did Luke write?
The who?
Luke write?
One.
Okay, everybody agrees?
I know Apostle Paul wrote 1st, 2nd Thessalonians. Yeah, Luke wrote 1. Yeah, he wrote 1.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay. Okay, you
actually
disagree?
About Paul.
Okay, so how many books did he write?
He wrote 2. He wrote the book of Acts also.
Okay.
Apostle Paul.
How about you, Evangelist Trina?
I thought he wrote the book of Luke, but I could be wrong.
Okay, so he did write Acts in the book of Luke.
Oh,
so,
Toy,
you're
too?
Correct. Pastor Toy, you're correct.
Okay. I'm glad that wasn't my answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Paul wrote Acts.
I also thought Paul wrote Acts, but Luke actually wrote the book of Acts.
Oh, good.
Okay.
The book of
Luke
Acts.
Luke is strong.
The book of Acts talks about everything that Paul did throughout his journey. The different letters after Acts is the different letters Paul wrote to the different churches. But the actual book of Acts tells you everything that Paul did from his conversion on.
Maybe that's why Paul wrote it then. Okay, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
My
son
about that.
So, Pastor Tory.
Well, Pastor Todd, you got one wrong.
Hey, I got it right now, no?
That's right. That's right.
No, because let me say real quick, right? When I study Paul's life, she's right. I'm saying this now because it is an account of Paul going through everything. When Paul went through, when it says, as a Muslim, this will open my eyes to Jesus Christ being a real and truth. Because in the book of Acts, it says when Paul went to Arabia, we call today Saudi Arabia, and we entered into the camp, and he got lowered down in the basket for years as a Muslim. I kept asking all the top Muslims, all the high deep books, who was that Gentile that came into the camp right there. When I went to college and found out that was Apostle Paul, I said, oh, okay. So now that is a book's is account of his life. But he did for Romans, and his books, And Romans only wrote. Well, that's true, though. That's cool.
Okay, so this is going to be the last round. So, Pastor Tory, what is the shortest book? What is the shortest book in the Old Testament?
Oh, my God. I look them up all the time. Wait a minute. The shortest in the Old is... In the Old Testament. And I can't pronounce this man's name.
It's okay.
I gotta get this right. I'm trying. Wait a minute.
Can I get my point back?
No.
You get a point back.
No, you can't get your book back. You're not giving me multiple choice. It's either Zephaniah or Obadiah.
Yep,
and
it's Obadiah.
Does anybody agree?
Yeah.
Nah.
You don't
okay.
Don't
agree.
What is the shortest book in the Old Testament,
Todd?
I'm looking right now. There's a hugger. Everybody's talking A-H-A-G-G-A-I. Or, you know, that's the only got six.
That's one of the shortest spelled books. That's not the shortest book.
Okay, so to sum things up quickly. So, yes, it is Obadiah. Okay. So, Evangelist Trina, how many books of the New Testament did the Apostle Paul write?
Of the New Testament?
Yes,
did
Apostle Paul write?
How many did he write? Oh, gosh. If I have to take a guess, I really don't know. I'm going to guess and say that it was 27, right? I'm going to guess and say he probably wrote, this is just a guess. I'm going to say 12.
Okay. Does everybody agree? Does anybody
agree? I'm counting right now.
Are you counting?
Wait a minute.
Look at the
book. How many does she say?
She said 12.
She said 12.
I'm going to say 13.
Okay.
I'm going to just say 13. All right.
So here's a bonus. If you say 13, can you name the 13 books that he wrote?
Man, you got to be all difficult.
I can name the books.
So maybe we can get down
13.
To it and name all 13 books, and that way we know if it's 13 as well.
First and second Corinthians. First and second. Thessalonians, Romans, Ephesians, Galatians, Philippians, the other filler somebody. Philemon.
Philemon.
The two letters to Timothy, so first and second Timothy.
So that's 12 right there. That's 12 right there.
And Titus.
Okay, all right, that's 13, and you're correct.
Oh,
okay, you're correct.
About one, I guess so, man.
Yes. So to wrap things up, we're going to end up with Evangelist Todd. What is the third book of the Old Testament?
Was the third book of the Old Testament, Leviticus.
Yep.
All right. Does anybody agree?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be the end of the show for tonight. And Pastor Toy is the winner tonight. But everybody is a winner. I know everybody don't want to hear that. Second place was Evangelist Todd. He had 120 points, and Evangelist Trina has 110 points. So that's been our show for tonight. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves, and I hope you three contestants come back next month when we have another round, another episode of the PKM Bible Challenge. So I'm going to give everybody a chance to sign off because, we do have limited time. And unfortunately, it's time for us to end the show. And at least we're, ending the show in good graces and good fellowship with each other. And, I had fun tonight, and I hope you all had fun as well.
Amen.
So,
love you all.
Yes. God bless you all.
Good night, everybody. Have a good night. God bless.
Okay, everybody, this has been PKM Bible Challenge. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves. I hope everybody had fun, and I hope everybody learned a little something tonight along the way.
Oh, yeah.
So, everybody, we're out of here. Peace. Take care of yourself, and take care of your loved ones. All right, good night.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Good night.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.